Robbo, 96 overs of unremitting heat. That just has to be the toughest day that you and your boys have suffered this season.
I don't think I suffered. I think they were the boys out there, but I know what you mean. Yeah. Look, they've given it a red hot go, and you know, we've had super attacking fields all day, and we've created some half chances and beat the bat occasionally, but obviously at the moment the wicket is by far the winner of this contest.
Yeah, I mean, it's not many days you will go through 96 overs and just take two wickets, is it?
Oh, look, you know, we lost five wickets in reality, and Asher got out trying to get a bonus point. Looked like Brownie and Ash would have batted on forever if they wanted to. And it's that type of surface, isn't it? You know, Wells has done well. All the balls have done well. Wells has beaten the bat. He's probably been the most threatening. Obviously, with his extra pace, has caused some problems.
That was a superb bowl from Matt Hobden to trim the bales of Jonathan Trott, because not often he's bowled anyway. But what a great wicket.
He's got pace, hasn't he, in some ways. He suffered because the wickets we played on. The wickets, you know, those nibbly, low-score games don't quite suit a young quick who wants to be able to run in and bowl as fast as he can. And, you know, the first game of the season at Hampshire and this one, in some ways, allow him to express himself a bit more, and he's been by far the quickest bowler on show. And been threatening, but as I said, at the moment, everything either team throw at the opposition, the wicket wins.
Can you yet fashion a win on this final day?
Well, you never say never, do you? But there has to be something remarkable happening in that first hour tomorrow.
That would be it. I mean, you would hope, wouldn't you, maybe a few wickets straight away. Someone like Steve McGoffin maybe just turns on the
maybe
magic.
Yeah, you do. Maybe. You never know. It's that extra pace. Maybe a Wells gets one to spit. But nothing's really gone. Look, we've got five left-handers, so they've got to contend with rough. You know, there's absolutely no rough for the right-hander. You know, they've only got Westwood at the top, so there's not even any rough too. You're just trying to spin it off the straight. The odd one goes, but it's obviously going so slowly. Batters can adjust. There's been quite a few edges not carry. It's just adds to all the frustration.
You've made all the running in this match. You make 600 for one declared. You make 600. And one for six declared. It's a terrific total. And then it looks like probably at the end of the day, you'll end up sharing the points with Warwickshire.
Look, all you can do, isn't it, is sometimes you've got to absorb pressure and sometimes you've got to create pressure. And that's what we did. We put them under pressure. We got a big score. We had them wobbling last night. And, you know, and it was a tricky first session for them. And we did well. And then obviously got the two after lunch, but couldn't capitalise. And they played well, but as I say, there's not a lot of margin error, and we've had exceptionally attacking fields. So just to try and grab a wicket wherever we can, we've not defended at all. But you're proud of the boys for their effort. It's a very young team, you know. Pete Burgoyne's only 21, Matt Hobden only 23, so it's a young team giving it a red hot go.
Given the normal temperatures that we have in England, can you play cricket when the temperature gets way up into the 80s?
Oh, look, we love it. It's better, isn't it? You'd rather play like this when it's freezing cold. You just obviously like to play with the wicket. That was a little bit more responsive, I think. Our best chance of winning was running out Mushtaq and Rana.